This is Radio Nepal. I am Sonika Lamisane with the news headlines first. Candidacy nomination registration begins. Mahakali Highway obstacles due to a landslide and 10 people dead after explosion at the petrol station in Ireland. Now the news in detail. Candidacy nomination registration for the November 20 election to the House of Representatives and the Province Assembly under the first-past-the-post system has begun. A spokesperson for the Election Commission, Saligram Sharma Powdal, said candidates began registering their nominations through their respective election offices across the country. The registration began at 10 a.m. today and will conclude at 5 p.m. Candidates can register their nominations through the respective election commission office by themselves or through their representatives. Under the system, a total of 165 seats under the House of Representatives and 330 seats under the Province Assembly will be contested in the polls. CPNUML chairman and former Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli registered his candidacy from Jhapa Constituency 5. Chair Oli went to the election officer's office in Damak municipality and registered his candidacy for the federal parliament candidacy. Central member Romnath Oli and state member Ambika Khanal are among Oli's proponents. Central member Gita Adhikari and district president Deepak Khatri have been among the supporters. Likewise, CPN Unified Socialist Chair Madhav Kumar Nepal has registered his candidacy from Rautahat 1. Chair Nepal went to the election office of Gaur municipality and registered his candidacy. The Home Ministry say 30 people have died in floods and landslides in the country. 3 people died in Kathmandu, 7 people died in Jumla, 6 in Bhutan, 4 in Makwanpur, 2 in Nuwakot and 2 people in Jhapa and Rautahat. Likewise, 2 people in Dolpa and Salyan, 1 in Kapilbastu, 2 in Dang and 1 in Gulmi and Palpa. Likewise, 3 persons are missing in the floods and landslides. At least 13 passengers were injured when a bus heading to Kathmandu from Doramba skidded off the road and met with an accident near Sikta Bazar at Khanda Devi Rural Municipality 3 in Ramechhap district today. Eyewitnesses said overspeeding is blamed for the accident. All the injured passengers were rushed to Dulekhil Hospital for treatment, said the police, adding that approximately 30 passengers, most of them returning home after receiving Dasai Tika, Jamara and blessings from elders, were on board the reserve bus when the accident occurred. The Mahakali Highway remains obstructed due to landslides triggered by continuous rain. A landslide occurred near Sinke Lake of Baitadi this morning, disrupting the highway. A dozer and excavator have been deployed for removing the landslide and opening the highway for traffic, said Luke Raj Joshi, spokesperson for the district police office. Passengers travelling on long and short route vehicles have been stranded at Sinke Lake. Similarly, the highway has been partially obstructed at Khaire Gau, Dogda Kedar 3 due to landslip. Meanwhile, normal life has been affected in Sudhir Pasim province, including in Baitari district due to the incessant rainfall since Wednesday. The rural roads have been damaged by floods and landslides in many places, halting the movement of people and vehicles. Thousands of people have been forced to live in darkness due to damage caused to 2 hydropower projects in Nisikhola Rural Municipality of Baglung. The hydropower projects in Nisikhola 4 and 5 were damaged due to floods and landslides triggered by continuous rainfall over the past few days. The powerhouse of the Nisikhola 1 micro hydropower project was constructed due to flooding. Project manager Ram Prasad Chalis said the Nisikhola 2 micro hydropower project was obstructed after the canal was damaged. Chalis said maintenance work has been delayed due to continuous rain and it is likely to take a few more days due to bring the projects back into operation. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now on to some international updates. 10 people have died after a huge explosion at a petrol station in the Republic of Ireland. 4 men, 3 women, a teenage boy and a girl, and a younger girl were killed. The blast happened at the Apple Green service station in the county Donegal village of Creeslog on Friday. It destroyed the building and a section of an apartment block, with police saying the evidence gathered so far suggested it was a tragic accident. Irish Prime Minister Michael Martin described the explosion as an enormous trauma. 7 people who were hurt are in stable condition in the hospital. Iran's state-run broadcaster was apparently hacked on your Saturday with a news bulletin interrupted by a protest against the country's leader. A mask appeared on the screen, followed by an image of Supreme Leader Ali Khamenei with flames around him. The group called itself Adalat Ali or Ali's Justice. It comes after at least 3 people were shot dead when protesters clashed with security forces in new unrest over the death of Mahsa Amini. Amini was detained in Tehran by Morality Police for allegedly not covering her hair properly. The 22-year-old Iranian Kurd died in a custody on 16 September, 3 days after her arrest. 5 teenagers have been sentenced to 3 years detention in Hong Kong for advocating the overthrow of Beijing government. It is the first time the national security law has been used in court against under 18s in Hong Kong. Beijing introduced a wide-ranging law which made it easier to prosecute protesters in the city in 2020. Many who defied the Chinese government has since been jailed, removing much of the political opposition. The court heard the defendants had used social media and street booths to advocate a bloody revolution to overthrow the Chinese state in the former British colony. Now the general weather forecast for the country. Light rainfall is taking place in a few places in Lumbini and Sudurpashchim province. The Department of Hydrology and Meteorology Weather Forecasting Division said in the afternoon there is a possibility of heavy rain at a couple of places in Lumbini, Karnali and Sudurpashchim provinces. According to weather bulletin issued by the division, in the afternoon Lumbini, Karnali and Sudurpashchim provinces will have normal to complete changes in the weather, while the rest of the provinces will have partial changes. There is a possibility of light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning in some places of Lumbini, Karnali and Sudurpashchim provinces. The same weather system will continue during the night as well. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin from Renapal for this hour. Before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Candidacy nomination registration begins. Mahakali Highway obstructs due to a landslide and 10 people dead after explosion at the petrol station in Ireland. This is all we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 in the evening. You can listen to us online on our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np and our mobile app. For more news and information, keep listening to Radio Nepal. Have a good day.